VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Well, election news continues. Georgia announcing today they are going to be conducting a hand recount. The election is actually that close in the state of Georgia. Matter of fact, they're going to be also heading off to a runoff election for the U.S. Senate. It was just announced today that the Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan won re-election. That secured the GOP's 50th seat in the U.S. Senate, but 51 is needed for a majority. If it ends up 50-50, whoever wins the presidency, the vice president, has the deciding vote. But we know lawsuits are still pending in numerous states on that issue. We'll be revisiting this issue more tomorrow on the program. But today we're going to break from these issues in order to honor our veterans. Indeed, it was the 11th hour of the 11th day, the 11th month of 1918, that World War I ended. That armistice signed at 5 o'clock in the morning on November 11th, 1918, 102 years ago. The fighting continued, though, till 11 o'clock in the morning, killing more than 11,000 more men. President Warren Harding, 1921, had the remains of an unknown soldier killed in France buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington, and inscribed on that tomb are those words, "Here rest in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Daily Signal reporting that after World War II and the Korean War in 1954, Congress officially changed the name of Armistice Day to Veterans Day. The holiday is distinct from Memorial Day, which emphasizes remembering the fallen. The purpose of Veterans Day is to serve as an opportunity to reflect upon and honor the past and ongoing contributions of American veterans. Veterans Day, an opportunity for Americans to intentionally reflect on what may be overlooked and to consider how best to honor their sacrifices, perhaps in new ways. First thing an individual can do to recognize this day is specifically designed to encourage gratitude and reflection. An opportunity to learn and reflect on the principles of service, commitment, honor, selflessness, patriotism that veterans model. Consider the expense and discipline of their service. They model a loyalty to the greater good, to communicate in ways in which they live. Veterans also serve in their communities, often at rates of volunteerism higher than those of the civilian population. And we can appreciate the honor and patriotism they demonstrate by executing their duty to the country as it is, without losing faith in America's potential to improve and grow to be better. Earlier today, President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence attended a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery to mark Veterans Day. And earlier, President Trump issued a proclamation, and you're likely not going to hear this from other sources. We are actually going to read the proclamation that came forth from President Trump for today. This proclamation on Veterans Day, issued November 11th, 2020, Americans' veterans have fought to defend our country, its values, and its interests since the first days of our founding. They have defeated tyrants, eliminated terrorists, and secured freedom at home and abroad. Their courage and fortitude in the face of adversity serve as an example for all Americans. On Veterans Day, we pause to pay tribute to all who have proudly worn our nation's uniform. These soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen selflessly placed lives, well-being, and security of others before their own. We enjoy the privileges of peace, prosperity, and freedom because of our veterans, and we are forever indebted to them beyond measure. For their love of country and dedication to duty, America's veterans have endured adversity, loneliness, fatigue, loss, and made other incredible sacrifices. Many sustained life-altering physical injuries and disabilities. Others bear the burden of emotional scars for the remainder of their lives. Our nation's veterans fully understand liberty's high and precious cost, for they have paid it every day since the formation of our republic. As Commander-in-Chief, I have relentlessly fought to support Americans' veterans. For far too long, our government had not fully met its obligation to provide for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. I recognize that this country and its people are duty-bound to care for our exceptional veterans, their families, and their survivors. That is why throughout my time in office, I've worked tirelessly to improve the health, welfare, and economic prosperity of these treasured people. In just a few short years, my administration completely overhauled the Department of Veterans Affairs, moving employees who are not giving our veterans the care and attention they deserve, and making the agency more accountable to the heroes it serves. I also signed into law the VA Mission Act, which gives eligible veterans the choice to receive timely care from providers in their own communities. In 2018, I also signed the largest funding bill in the history of the VA, and the VA has since benefited from record budgets every year. In addition, I signed a presidential memorandum to ensure that veterans who are totally and permanently disabled receive the federal student loan forgiveness to which they are so justly entitled. We will continue to build on these efforts and work to create an economic environment that fosters growth and prosperity for veterans, ensuring all of our veterans have the opportunity to live productive civilian lives. The mental health and welfare of our veterans is of critical importance, and addressing this issue has been a top priority. Tragically, an average of 20 veterans and service members die by suicide each day. We are striving with all of our effort to end this alarming and unacceptable reality. Last year, I launched the largest whole-of-government program in history to end veteran suicide, the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End a National Tragedy of Suicide, otherwise known as PREVENTS. I also recently signed the Commander John Scott Hannon Veteran Mental Health Care Improvement Act, which is strengthening VA mental health, supporting suicide prevention efforts, and developing pilot programs dedicated to ending veteran suicide. I've also bolstered the Veterans Crisis Line so that its around-the-clock operators can deliver the best possible intervention services to vulnerable veterans. Our veterans represent the best of America, and they deserve the best America can provide them. To recognize and respect the contributions our servicemen and women have made in defense of America and to advance the cause of peace, the Congress has provided as outlined and mentions the statute that November 11th of each year shall be set aside as a legal public holiday to recognize America's veterans. These heroes serve faithfully, humbly, and valiantly in times of war and peace, and they carry these admirable traits into the civilian workforce where their military service was fulfilled. Our precious liberty has survived and thrived because of generations of brave Americans from every background and walk of life who've answered the call to support and defend the United States. The gravity, their contribution, is immeasurable, and so is our debt to every single one of our nation's veterans. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2020, as Veterans Day. I encourage all Americans to recognize the fortitude and sacrifice of our veterans through public ceremonies and private thoughts and prayers. I call upon federal, state, and local officials to display the flag of the United States and to participate in patriotic activities in their communities. I call on all Americans, including civic and fraternal organizations, places of worship, schools, and communities, to support this day with commemorative expressions and programs. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 10th day of November in the year of our Lord 2020 and the independence of the United States of America, the 245th, Donald J. Trump. That proclamation signed, he issued that yesterday, declaring today as Veterans Day his special proclamation here for Veterans Day 2020. One other thing I'd like to share before we open phone lines and matter of fact, I'll tell you what, we're going to open lines. We're going to give you opportunity today to honor a veteran, And that includes people who are still alive, as well as those who have served in the past here as well. Perhaps they're no longer with us, but today you can honor a veteran, and our line is open for you to do so. We're not talking politics today. We're going to honor our veterans today in the program, and you can do so by calling us at 800-733-9829. Get online. And we'll get as many calls as we can today to give you an opportunity to pay tribute or honor to a veteran. 800-733-9829. I'd like to read also a column that came out today from Harry Hargrave, who is a CEO of the Museum of the Bible. and would like to just share a couple items from his column that he wrote today. He said, each year since 1919, on the 11th day of the 11th month, Americans celebrate Veterans Day. On this day, we honor and thank our veterans, active civil duty military personnel and their families, all selfless patriots who have dedicated their lives to defend our nation and to preserve our freedoms. He said, and he has a lengthy column I won't read, but I would like to share this story that he gave of Private George R. Rome. He said, although his name may be unfamiliar to many, his legacy continues to this day. Rome was born to free African-American parents living in Providence, Rhode Island in 1835. As the nation entered the Civil War in 1861, Rome and other free African-Americans tried enlisting in the Union Army, but were denied because of their skin color, yet Rome remained and undeterred. 2 years later, the United States reversed its policy and Rome joined the 55th Massachusetts Infantry Volunteer Regiment in 1864, becoming one of nearly 200,000 African-Americans who fought for the Union. In his time as an infantryman, Rome fought against slavery and for the preservation of the United States and saw actions throughout the South. By the end of the Civil War, Rome had lost 197 of his comrades to the horrors of war and disease. In 1864, when he joined the service, Rome was given a New Testament by the New York Bible Society. The presentation page bears the words of Psalm 91, 1 and 2, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." Although we may never know exactly how Scripture influenced Rome's life, we do know from his writings in his Bible that he read it often as he recorded some details of his war experiences within its pages. We're honored to have Rome's New Testament and his portrait on display at the Museum of the Bible. We also have several other Bibles that belong to our American heroes from the days of the Revolutionary War onward. They can be viewed either in person or on their website. That's from Harry Hargrave, CEO of Museum of the Bible. Today, we're giving you opportunity to honor a veteran, and our lines are full. And so we're going to give you opportunity to give honor to a veteran today. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that'll be your opportunity to give us a call. We're going to begin with Bonnie calling in from West Dallas. Hi, Bonnie. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to honor my father. He was in World War II. He would be 101 this year. He would be rolling over right now on what is going on in this country. All the things that are going bad, people against the military and everything. It's uncalled for, all of this stuff. We have to get together and have peace as a nation. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have our fighting soldiers for, not for people to burn the flag. If they don't like the flag, they can go to wherever they think they're more happier for at. I think that this is ridiculous. Either you're for this country or you're not.
Bonnie, thank you for taking time to honor your father here today, a veteran from World War II. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your call. And we're just seconds from the break, so we're going to take the break and then we'll come back. The whole next segment will be your phone calls here today on Crosstalk, and I trust you'll be able to join us. Write down the number as you hear a line open. That line's filled up already. The number 800-733-9829. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on this Veterans Day on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, in an evolutionary sense, what do the terms advanced and primitive mean?
Chris, primitive animals are thought to be those that evolved long ago, which gave rise to more and more advanced types. Single-cell organisms are the most primitive, and then marine invertebrates, and up to fish, amphibians, mammals, and eventually man, the most advanced of all. Within each mammal type, evolutionists say that the more advanced ones are the ones that are modern, but extinct varieties were hardly primitive. Chris, the whole concept of primitive advances an evolutionary idea which is wrong on the face of it. Evolution did not happen. God created each basic category, much as we see it today. None is more advanced than the other. Each is complex. And that's the way I see it from a Back to Genesis perspective.
Visit our website at icr.org. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
It is Veterans Day, and today on Crosstalk, giving you an opportunity to honor a veteran. We're going right back to the phone lines, Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Jim. I want to just tell all the veterans and the armed services, thank them for their support, thank them for their courage and their ultimate sacrifice, those that died. My dad was in World War II. He was in the Army for 4 years. Bernard Albert Cowan is his name. My son is 28. He served in the Air Force for 4 years. Samuel Jacob Cowan was his name. This is called Veterans Day. It used to be Armistice Day, and I didn't know what that meant. So I looked it up in my dictionary here. May I give the definition, Jim?
Very quickly, please.
Yeah, armistice is a noun, an agreement during a war or battle to stop fighting for a time. Again, an agreement during a war or battle to stop fighting for a time, like President Trump just signed.
Okay, thank you. Julie in Pensacola, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to honor my son, Tony, who served in the Army for 10 years out in Afghanistan and Iraq and South Korea. And while he was in Afghanistan, my daughter joined the Air Force and served in Guam, met her husband there. They got married in the States, and then her husband had a tour in Afghanistan, and there, that is where my son, who was serving in Afghanistan, met his brother-in-law for the very first time, miles and miles away from each other, from home. And it was just a blessing to know that he came home safely, and he's okay, and I just am very thankful that my family was able to serve this country and survive, and I just want to honor them and thank them.
Thank you, Julie. Let's go to Roxanne next. Camp Douglas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I would just like to recognize my three children who are all veterans. Their names are Brad Dahl, Brandon Dahl, and Sarah Lee. Very proud of them.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Let's go to Brian in Lake Mills. Hi, Brian, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Brian calling. Yes, I'd like to honor my father. He's alive today. He's 87, and he served in the Air Force as a fighter pilot, and then and abruptly went into a Secret Service. Of course, he's alive today in nursing home, and his name is Bud Woolen. And also, the best of all thing is he's born again. He's accepted Christ as Lord and Savior back in July 12, 1963. So I want to praise the Lord for him. He's been a wonderful father, and also serve our country, and I'm just so thankful. And the other people out there as well. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
We have Matilda next in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to honor my five brothers. My oldest brother was World War II, and my other brothers, Philip, Robert, Frontino Jr., and Fred. Also, my husband, he was only 16 years old when he joined the Air Force in 1954. And my father-in-law, too, was a World War II. And my son, 20 years, grandson, 14 years, and five cousins, and all the same family. The youngest one got killed in Korea, and two brother-in-laws. And thank God for all our soldiers and veterans. God bless them all.
Thank you for your call. And let's go next to Lee in Baraboo. Hi, Lee. You're on the air. Hello, Lee.
I'd like to give thanks to my brothers and sisters who have served and have served, especially to my wife. We met 36 years ago while both serving in the United States Army. And this coming up May, we will be married for 36 years. And I just praise God for bringing us together when he did. And again, I just want to, you know, give thanks and honor to everybody who has served. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your call here. We've got Shirley next in Norway. Is that Norway, Michigan?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
For many years, our Vietnam vets were an ignored group, but I also want to thank and honor those who have served in peacetime. They were there ready for us when we needed them if the occasion arose. And I want to thank that forgotten group, along with all those that served during war.
Thank you, Shirley. Appreciate it. Our next call is to West Virginia. Is it Antonio?
Yes.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
My dad, Luigi Salvatore, and the rest of his family came over from Corfinio, Italy. He got involved in the grocery business, and he served during the Second World War in the Philippines. I want to honor his memory and the memory of all those who served with him. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. Honoring veterans on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. And again, our number here, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829 is the phone number here for Crosstalk today and taking your calls here this afternoon. We're going right back to the phone lines here and to Kentucky. Is it Jorcy?
My name is Joyce. I am a veteran myself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
I have a sister that is a veteran, and I want to honor her as well as myself. But I also want to honor all veterans, and I want to.
And you want to go ahead? You still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to honor all veterans. As I said, I am a veteran myself, and I have a sister that's a veteran, and I had several uncles that were also veterans that are now deceased. I just want to thank all veterans for their service, and I just want to say I honor them.
Thank you for the call today from Kentucky. Appreciate it. Let's go to Davin in Fort Scott, Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to respect and honor my father-in-law, Dale Hammonds, who served in Korea and Vietnam, and he has now passed away, and also our son that served several years in the Army just recently before he got out into civilian life. Just really appreciate what they did for our country and for our families.
Indeed. Thank you, David. We've got Donna next in Albany, Kentucky. You're on the air.
I want to honor and thank my dad, Donnie Cross, for serving and retiring out of the Army Reserves. I want to thank all veterans.
Very good. Thank you, Donna. Tom is our next caller in Warsaw, Indiana. You're on the air, Tom.
Thank you. I want to honor you guys for your service in God's Army. And I also want to honor a very good friend of mine, Avon Bushong, who is a World War II veteran of the war itself, of course, as well as Omaha Beach. He lives in Syracuse, Indiana. Wonderful man.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye now. And let's go next to Dill calling in from Sarasota, Florida. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I have a brief poem. It was penned in 1981. And it says, I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years. How many died in foreign soil, how many mothers' tears. How many pilots' planes shot down, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom is not free. I heard the sound of taps one night. When everything was still, I listened to the bugle play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin and a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about the graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No. Freedom isn't free.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that here today. Appreciate it. Lewis is next in Waukesha. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I want to honor Mrs. Anna Wells was in Iraq, so now she's dealing with cancer, and so pray the Lord so she can get well soon. And plus, I want to honor my father-in-law was, you know, was in the military. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate all those other people I don't even know, and you know, who die, you know, the family. So this is a blessing, you know, yes, on this country.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for your call here today. Next to Franksville, Wisconsin, we have Vivian calling. Hi, Vivian, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two grandsons. One just came home after serving his five-year tour in the Marines, Malachi, and then my other grandson just went in, and, you know, in February this year. One came out, one went in, and his name is Zachary. So they're both in the Marines.
Very good. Thank you, Vivian.
You're welcome.
Giving you opportunity to honor a veteran today on Crosstalk, Brett in Myrtle, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor my father, Richard, who turned 90 yesterday, and he was a veteran in the Air Force. Yeah, thank you.
And happy birthday to him, 90 years old. That's tremendous. Thanks.
Going strong. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Greta is calling from Kentucky. Hi, Greta, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would like to honor my father, who was born in 1899, and he fought in World War One, and also my brother, Newman Travis, that was in the Army, my son, Jake Ridings, that was in the Air Force, and my grandson, who is now with the National Guard Army, name is Bryce Alexander. And my father's name was William Goble Travis. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today, Greta. We've got Cruz calling in from Tucson, Arizona. You're on the air, Cruz.
Hi, good afternoon. I want to say happy Veterans Day to everybody, and thank you so much for your service. I want to honor my son, who was in the service for almost 14 years, and thank God he came home safe, but he was in Iraq and also Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Marcia next in Pensacola. You're on the air, Marcia.
My twin sons, Matthew and Mark, both Marines, and Mark served in Iraq 3 tours, including the Battle of Fallujah.
Hmm. Great. Thank you, Marcia. We have Dan calling next from Richland, Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, I'd like to say thank you to all the veterans. I'm a vet myself. I served in the Air Force, or in the Navy, on an aircraft carrier.
Hmm. Thank you.
And I just wanted to say thank you to all you vets. Thank you for the families that who sacrificed, and that those who are still out there that are suffering, there is help for them out there.
Hmm.
And you guys seek out some help, get some help. And I'd like to say thank you to the Commander-in-Chief for the fight of tyranny that he's currently fighting.
Great. Well, thank you, Dan, for your call here today from Richland.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Okay, we are going to be taking a break here, and we'll come back. Again, the next segment will be all your phone calls, giving you opportunity on this Veterans Day to honor a veteran. Indeed, it was on this date back in the year 1918 in which the armistice was signed at 5 o'clock in the morning, taking effect until 11 o'clock, and it was on the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month of 1918 that World War One ended. We'll be back in 1 minute, giving you opportunity then to honor a veteran today here on Crosstalk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
George Washington said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God in the Bible." Andrew Jackson said, "That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests." Theodore Roosevelt said, "A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education." Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "I take pleasure in commending the reading of the Bible to all who serve in the armed forces." These and over 2,000 other direct quotations revealing the godly heritage of America can now be found in America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations by William Federer. This volume of over 800 pages cites founding fathers, presidents, statesmen, state constitutions, and court decisions. This reference tool is available for a donation of $22 to VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations.
Honoring veterans here in 2020. We're going right back to the phone lines to hear from you across the nation. Donna is calling in from Kentucky. Good afternoon, Donna. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank my Uncle Howard Goodwin, who served in World War II, and I wanted to thank my Uncle Donald Goodwin, who served in the Korean War, and my boss, Tom Wagner, that was in the Marines, and my nephew that was in the Air Force, and our first president of the United States, George Washington, and all you veterans out there who have served. May the Lord bless you all and keep you safe.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your call. Lat in Washburn, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I just want to honor my grandfather, Bill, that served in World War I, and my dad, who's still alive, yet 85 years old, that served in the Korean War. And God bless your ministry, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lat. Maxine in Prairie du Chien, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor three World War II vets, two that are still living. Chuck Quick here from Prairie du Chien. He will be 96 years old tomorrow. He was in World War II Navy. Then from Arizona, Orville Knapp, originally from Marquette, Iowa, and Orville just turned 98. And then also my dad, who would have been 96, Orville Brandis, who was in World War II. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Timothy, you're on the air. Hello, Timothy.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi. I would like to honor, give honor today to my Christian brother and spiritual mentor, Sergeant David DeBerg, who has been a great blessing to me and my family. He's out and about today in Kenosha supporting our veterans, handing out Bible tracts, and getting the good news out to all our great veterans.
Amen.
I salute you, Sergeant Dave. Thank you for being deployed in God's army. Let freedom ring over and out, sir.
Thank you, Timothy. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Patsy is next in Somerset, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to give a shout out and a happy Veterans Day to my brother, Jack Blevins, and he is very, very ill, and this is the first time in since he's been out of the Vietnam War that he's ever got any help, and the President Trump has been grateful to him. And then I've got a brother, David Blevins. He was in the Vietnam War, and he has passed on. And then I had a brother that was an older brother that was in the Air Force, and he has passed on. I just want to give a great to every one of the veterans. They're just wonderful. And I just give them the shout-out that we all love them and appreciate them for serving for us.
Thank you, Patsy. Let's go to Renja in North Branch, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I'm calling to honor the wonderful family that I was privileged to marry into from southwestern Minnesota, my father-in-law and all six of the boys. They all served World War I, World War II, fought in Africa, got shot down and imprisoned over Germany, and then Korea and Port Chub Hill and all that. By God's grace, they all made it back safe. So, and the last one of these great heroes is on his deathbed right now at age 90. And so I would just thank the Lord for them and honor them. And God bless every one of these men, because they fought for the right reasons, and God bless our country. Lord knows we need prayer really bad.
Indeed.
So thank
Indeed.
You kindly. Thank
bye. Bye-bye, Renja. Let's go to Annie in Tomah, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to honor my father, Lester Ashley Norton, his brother George, brother Carlisle, brother Leon, his sister Hazel, her husband Joe, and his other sister Evelyn. They all served in World War II. My father got hepatitis when he got his tetanus shot. He lived with it for 8 years, and then he fought for disabled veterans, and the law was passed in Congress the 16th of January, and he died the 17th of January of 1950. So thank you for everybody.
Thank you, Annie. Mariah in Stevens Point, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to just give a shout-out to my husband, Mark, who was in the Marine Corps, and my parents, who served in World War II in the Navy, and his, Mark's, my husband's father, who served in the Army in World War II, and many other family members that served, and I just thank veterans.
Great.
Who, served. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's go next to Tomah, Wisconsin. Randy, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I'd like to honor, well, my uncle, who was killed at Pearl Harbor on the Arizona, and also my brother, Richard Berriga, who was in the Air Force over in Vietnam, and also my wife's husband, Alvin Arneson, who was in World War II. But I'd like to also honor someone who, those that have seen the docu-movie Siege by Brandon House, Captain Udell Myers, who is a very good man, who has exposed the truth about what took place at Cam Nhi over in Vietnam, and also much. Also, General McInerney, I think his name is, the three-star general, who has exposed this the truth of this hammer and scorecard. And also, I'd like to, I'm sure everybody will recognize this name, honor John Wayne for all that he has done, too, in exposing the truth of what has happened through, you know, the Korean War and Vietnam and what happened over in China, too. And also Cuba. So
thank you, Randy.
I'd like to. Okay.
Bye bye now. Fort Smith, Ohio. Barbara, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to honor my husband, Fred. He served 6 years in the Army. My brother, oldest brother, Robert Williams, and his wife, Barbara. They served in Vietnam together. They both were nurses, and they were the first husband and wife team to serve in wartime. They were honored for that with Walter Cronkite. They became very good friends of his while they were over there. My brother Stephen served in the Marines for 3 years. My sister, Betty Lou, she served 25 years in the Air Force. So I'm very proud of my military family.
Great.
And they were nurses, Robert and Barbara, and my sister, Betty Lou, she was a nurse.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Appreciate that tribute today. Let's go next to Lloyd in Maysville, Kentucky. You're on the air, Lloyd.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'd like to honor my dad, R.B. Hutchinson, his brother, Randall, and William, that all served in World War II. I'd like to honor my brothers, Lowell and Kyle Hutchinson, that served in the Army, and my son, that also served in the Army. And I want to just send out honor to all the veterans. I honor them to such a great degree. God bless every single one of you. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Lloyd. Wisconsin Rapids, we have Brenda calling in. Brenda, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two sons that are serving and have spent time over in Afghanistan. I have a Marine and also an Army National Guard. And my older boy was injured and is disabled but doing really wonderfully good. And I have my youngest son. He is going to be retiring in the next couple of years. And so I'm very proud of both of them. But also, a day that I really remember is all the boys came with the military trucks in front of my house, and a lot of them from school had signed up that year. And so I took pictures of each one
that day, not even thinking for a minute that, you know, one of them wouldn't come home, which they all did. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But on their stay home, one of them was killed in a vehicle accident.
Hmm.
So that was just a really sad day.
Yes.
In remembrance of one of the soldiers there, Jason, from Wisconsin Rapids. And then also my kids' dad and my uncles, Verlin and Vic, and my Aunt Virginie and my Uncle Whitey, all of them had served in the service. My grandma had five that went off and served in the service, and I remember she telling me that when they all came home, she was just so blessed, and I never knew what that feeling was until my own kids enlisted. And each day, you know, as a young Christian, I never really realized how much a mother really stands on their knees and pray each day. And I wrote them every day while they were gone. And I also sent an extra letter along for someone that didn't receive mail.
Wow.
And
wow. So thank you, Brenda.
I'm just so thankful for my kids serving and for all the other parents and loved ones that are out there serving. And
thank you, Brenda. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too now. William in East Troy, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, I want to honor my two deceased grandfathers that both fought in World War II, my Grandpa Hank and my Grandpa Jerry. They both went to work for the Milwaukee Electric Company, and they both retired on the same day.
Hmm.
I also want to honor Sergeant Tim Lee, who lost both his legs in Vietnam with Tim Lee Ministries. And I want to thank the man for talking about John Wayne, because there's another veteran by the name of Audie Murphy who should be honored. There's a hospital named for him in Texas, and there's a lot of unsung heroes, too, out there. And veterans, I want to thank all of you for serving and keeping us free. God bless you all.
Thank you, William. Crystal is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have multiple family members that served from World War II, Korea, all the way through Vietnam. I have too many to name, but I'm very proud of them for what they're sacrificing, even those that are serving today.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say thank you to all the veterans that are listening. Thank you for your commitment, your time for us to keep us free.
Great. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Let's go to Judy next in Racine. You're on the air, Judy.
Yes, I want to honor my husband. He was in the Navy during the Vietnam War, and he was always so proud to be a veteran. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Robert in Glendale. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you, brother. I'd like to honor my dad, my oldest brother, my next brother, who I served brother duty with in the Navy, and I'd like to honor my cousin. I'd like to just lift all veterans up and pray that somehow the gospel will get to each and every one of us, and that each and every one of us repent.
Yeah.
Before they close their eyes for the last time.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Very important prayer, and to be praying for the salvation, the spiritual salvation of those serving in our military. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to our fourth and final segment of the program today that will feature more of your phone calls here today on Crosstalk. Thanks to so many taking time to call and honor a veteran on Veterans Day. Our number here, you can jot it down in case you can get in after a call hangs up, 800-733-9829. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewtimes.com. Last Wednesday, after the election, we interviewed retired three-star general, General McInerney. Also, we interviewed author and researcher Mary Fanning. What we learned about was the hammer, the scorecard. We were the first national network of affiliate stations to broadcast this. What we learned is that in 2003, a piece of software was developed on the military side by Dennis Montgomery to keep America safe and to surveil our enemies. But reportedly in 2009, the Obama administration took this software and began to utilize it as a political tool for blackmail and to gain information on, well, lots of people, including elected officials and members of the U.S. Supreme Court. But it could also be used to turn an election. Full details with articles at worldviewtimes.com.
Honoring veterans on Veterans Day 2020 here on VCY America's Crosstalk program. Let's go right back to the phone lines in South Dakota. Kevin is calling. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yes, just want to give thanks to my uncle and my older brother for their service. Trouble of it is, we don't really know a lot of the truth of what they did in the service until they're gone. And I come to find out with my Uncle Ernest that there's a Persian Gulf Command, that we were on the sands of Iraq and Iran in peaceful times, moving supplies to furnish Russia. And Google that sometime, Persian Gulf Command. But anyway, it was a secret. A lot of these secret missions and a lot of these secret services that men and women gave, couldn't speak of, and we knew nothing about till it was too late. So I'm just grateful for those that, and they know who they are, that were in situations that could not be spoke of, could not take praise, and I'm just grateful for President Trump for his words of admiration and adoration to our military service of the men and women, and some gave all, and all gave some. So just thankful for this country and God's provision of what he's done, and the men and women that have provided the freedoms that we have.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Isla Lay in Mount Sterling, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I'll just make this brief. My brother Avery fought in front lines in Korea with his troops, got the Bronze Star for bravery, died of cancer later. Oh, thank you for your station. I listen to it all the time. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank
and
you for your call.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joseph in Sussex, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor and thank my friend Frank McKinley. He honorably served in Vietnam, and he continues to serve as a mentor to many young men, keeping us educated and aware of enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Thank you,
Frank.
Thank you, Joseph. Donna, Crystal Falls, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to first honor my great-great-great uncle who fought in the American Revolution. And thanks to him, several of us are sons and daughters of the American Revolution. And then we go to my grandpa, who was in World War I, and he's a decorated war hero. And he has the French Medal of Honor, and he was the first, one of the first honor guards for the state of Michigan at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And he's a charter member of the VFW.
Tremendous.
And then all my uncles, have served in every branch of the armed forces in World War II. And my dad, I was 3 years old when he came home from the war. And my one uncle that left the day I was born, I was 5 when he came home from the war. And my cousins, one cousin was in the Army, band. So we are flag flying Americans.
Thank you, Donna.
Proud of this country.
Thank you for the call.
And have not lost, you know, any member of the family.
Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Donna. Don in Lafayette, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to honor my uncles that died in the Korean War. My father that retired out of the Air Force, Joseph. My 6 brothers and sisters, out of 7 children, 6 brothers and sisters were in the service at the same time, and I'd like to honor them, too. Thank you for my call.
Thank you, Don. Laura, Watertown, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to honor my grandfather, Alwyn E. Melcher, from World War I, Company M, the 111th Infantry. Also, my father, who fought in the Korean War, Hartley David Melcher, and my husband, William Thomas Robertson, in the Marine Corps. A letter he wrote home, my grandfather, while he was in France, says, "I surely need the rest back home from the front. They had the advantage of us. We surely got them now, though.
They were like rats running from their trenches. Once they were out in the open, they ran from their holes. They don't fight an American face to face, but if they can sneak up on a few, they will do it every time. I don't think it will last much longer, as they are surely losing ground fast. I was on the Argonne Forest in the Western Front, and it was surely a living hell. I've seen all the war that I want, but I wouldn't come back until it is all over, even if I had the chance. And then George Washington said to a British commander, "Why do the Americans fight so hard?" Washington said, "They'd rather die standing than live kneeling."
Thank you, Laura, for your call. We're short on time, so I'm going to quickly move on to get the last ones on hold here. Leonard in Bridgeport, I believe that's West Virginia?
Yes. Just want to give a shout-out to all of those that have been willing to share a loved one at a time when our country does not seem to appreciate law enforcement. We're thankful for all those that have given their lives that we might have the freedom that we still have.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leonard. Darlene in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to honor the men of my family, most of whom have served in all of the services, all branches of the service. I'd like to honor my uncles, Polly Aquino, John Aquino, and Frank Aquino, and then my cousins, Frank Daniel Aquino, whom we lost as a Marine, and Carlos Aquino. We have Vincent Begay, and then the one who's currently serving is Vince Aquino.
Thank you, Darlene. And we're going to squeeze one last call in from Nashport, Ohio. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to honor Scott and Jeff Bennett, Kelly Brocklehurst, Scott Brocklehurst, Dean Brocklehurst, and Danny Brocklehurst. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, for your call. And to all of you taking time, I'm sure we could go on for hours today, but it's good that we remember and are giving thanks to those who are serving and who have served in our nation's military, fighting for the freedoms that we hold dear here across this land. I'd like to close with this poem that was written by Charles Michael Provence, U.S. Army, and it's a good reminder for us. It's entitled, "It is a Soldier." It is a soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. Veterans Day 2020, thank you for these tributes today. Thank you to those of you who have served, who are serving today. Your service is so much appreciated. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.